Okay. Anyway, let's get started with the work session then. This is the Public Service Commission. It is October. It is whatever day it is, November 2nd, 2009, and the work session is on case number PU08742 and case number PU08862. Of course, these are the cases related to the Otter Tail rate increase. The purpose of the work session is to discuss any new information that might be have been brought to us by negotiators in the settlement, which is what's at issue, and what next steps there might be. This is Kevin Kramer, along with Commissioners Clark and Kalk, along with the staff, discussing the situation, the case. Now, obviously, you're all advisors. Pat's an advisor, Pat Fon's an advisor, and, of course, our legal counsel, Alana Jeff-Cote-Sacco. And, Larry, welcome. You're here to observe, I take it, and learn from the
He's totally
experts.
Untainted by this case.
Larry, let's turn it over to Larry. He's got a fresh view. He's a new hire just today. Got probably a better brain than all of ours. So what do you think we should do?
Refer to counsel.
With that, I guess, yeah, right, yeah, sit next to the lawyer and stay out of trouble. So I guess after the last work session, you were directed, Pat, to go back and see what the company says and or interveners and advocates about our concern about the $450,000 economic development fund. Is that a fair summary of where we are today?
Yes, that is. And we did receive some response and information from Otter Tail, and the parties, I understand, have knowledge of the information that was sent in.
And the information that was sent in, just to help me, was it this ROE statement?
No, that's a copy of a few pages from the Otter Tail 2008 annual report.
Oh, okay. I don't see that.
Do you have this letter?
I probably do. It's probably in my
Friday?
File. Yeah. It's in my file. I grabbed part of the file in this. Okay, thank you. All right.
And?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
Okay. In general, I guess I could just
summarize
a little
it for
bit.
Us.
In general, the Otter Tail still continues to support the settlement as filed, and they spell out a few reasons why they do. And then, in the end, the Otter Tail is suggesting that maybe the commission could issue an order adopting the settlement with a few additional conditions. And on page 2 of their letter, toward the bottom, you'll see the conditions numbered 1 and 2. One condition would be that Otter Tail provide information to the commission through periodic information exchange meetings, at least annually, to explain how its economic development funds are being spent and how its economic development program is producing ratepayer benefits. And secondly, that Otter Tail would include a full economic justification in its next general rate case. And they're suggesting that.
That's, well, that,
yeah. Yeah, 23
25 years,
years
from now, yeah, right. We might deal with the issue.
The, I guess a couple of things that I found important, I guess. Number 6 on page 2, they talk about how removing economic development expenses at this time would be an abrupt change in their shift in their in the commission policy for Otter Tail, and Otter Tail was wishing for adequate advance opportunity to adjust its operations before anything like
you know,
that
it,
would happen.
It would seem as though a number of their major concerns, which number 1, number 2, number 6 that you just mentioned, those could all be dealt with by Otter Tail or the commission perhaps pushing Otter Tail towards this direction of having some sort of phase out of it. Where
sure.
We say, okay, you know, fair enough, commission directive as of 1988 was that you spend this money on economic development. you've been doing that, we'll carry it forward through this year, through the test year, whatever. But, you know, give them adequate time so they're not having to refund money that they had spent in good faith under the previous commission order. But, I mean, phase it out so that we get away from it. And some of the other points they bring up are more, in my mind, procedural. I mean, I sort of, it's, you know, like, fair enough, okay, this this wasn't a point that was litigated, but when you're in a settlement, I mean, anything can come up. I mean, it's the case with all the other issues, too. I mean, they, you know, so I didn't put a lot of weight into most of those arguments, but in the core sort of substantive issue that they seem to have is this idea that we're changing policy midstream and they've been doing this under commission directive, but you can phase that out. I mean, that doesn't mean you punt
it. As opposed to increasing it.
Yeah, as opposed to increasing it and saying, well, we'll do the same thing we've always done, which is update you at a PI meeting every so often, and then we'll deal with it next time. And that doesn't seem like really anything different than we're doing right now.
Right. I thought the same thing.
The only thing that I struggled a little bit with was is that, you know, I didn't want to say I struggled with it, but this was our first chance to comment. You know, we sit and we listen to all the information until we had actually a settlement agreement. So I think that any presumption that the company had that everything is going to be just rubber stamped by us when it gets here was wrong. And so I don't have any problem saying that we've looked at things differently once we actually saw the settlement agreement.
Right.
So that's where I just lay it right out there for me very quickly. And I think that your idea of a phase out, that's kind of the same thing I thought of, is that I don't think it's appropriate to have the economic funds in there. But I think it's probably too quick to cut it off right away because there probably are some decisions they made with the expectation of some outcome.
Well, and they've spent some this year.
They've since, right. Sure. And I wouldn't expect them to eat that.
That would become part of the refund.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. Those are good thoughts. I did think that the two conditions were, you know, pretty weak. Producing ratepayer benefits, how they produce ratepayer benefits is interesting. What I'm really specifically want to know is how does it affect rates?
Right.
Ratepayers being people that live in a community that might have a job at one of the places that received a grant is one thing, but the impact on the rates themselves is what's
right.
Specific interest.
And if we were looking at conditions, I'd be more inclined to look at a condition that allowed for recovery, phased it out, but then if there was a condition to follow up on it, it would be Otter Tail develop some sort of economic development tariff that, you know, or other, I don't know if that's what we call it, but I know the other utilities, I think.
A development rate of some sort.
A development rate that allows them on a case-by-case basis to cost justify some flexibility on rates. But.
Yeah.
So now what? I hear consensus.
Well, yeah, I'd be supportive of some formula that phases it out.
That's the same thing.
Without punishing them and for expenditures made already. Counselor?
No, I was just going to say we can draft an order
with that
phase out in there. And the other point I was going to make just a bit ago was when they file another rate case, if they want an expenditure for this type of economic development versus a tariff, they can ask for it, and they can try to show why, you know, why it's a good idea, just like everything else. You don't have to put that in as any kind of condition or anything. That's goes without saying.
Right. Yeah, well, the other thing that goes without saying is that they can reject the settlement.
Right. They can. Yeah. We still don't really know the answer to that question. If I thought that was – I wasn't here, but
well,
I –
Do they reject the settlement or – I mean, we can reject – Wow, we can reject the settlement.
No, it's just that this is the order, because this changes the settlement. I mean,
As far as I know, we still don't know.
So procedurally, we can issue an order.
What they'd say.
So procedurally, what would we be doing? We'd be issuing an order that attempts to modify the settlement, and then they can accept or reject that. Is that how it works, or do they have to come back to us with a new settlement that incorporates what they're hearing here and hoping that we'll accept it?
You issue an order that says something, I don't want to oversimplify, but it basically says something like, we find this settlement acceptable except for this $451,000 or whatever it is for economic development. let's just say simplifying, you're not mm-hmm. phasing it out. Now, if they can live with that, nothing further happens because that is the new order. If they can't live with that, they either appeal or they go back to the negotiation table and try to come up with something else that will satisfy you. So you can do exactly the same thing with an order that phases it out. You issue an order that says this is all okay. This one we're not happy with the policy. We disagree with the policy, and it, to be fair to you, we'll do this with it. And if nothing else happens, that's an effective order that they follow. You know, it's not like they're rejecting. It's like they have a chance to come back. They could petition for rehearing. They could not petition and decide to appeal if they thought they had grounds for that. I don't think that would be too, you know, they would have too big a case for that. Because it's a policy decision, not an evidence decision, mm-hmm. is the way I see it. Or they can refile with a new settlement that they want. It'd be like a reconsideration because they'd be saying, here, we worked out a new deal. Would you look at this? So, and Pat was kind of shaking your head. You're thinking you don't want to go there?
Okay, so what do you do with rates? If you have if you order something with a transition in it and you're saying, we want you to transition this down to zero over 4 years, do they file rates every year to...
That was part of what I thought you and I would be powwowing on, how to phase it out.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if it isn't just a little less cumbersome to issue, just to reject the settlement and then have them come back, then we find out if they want a formal hearing or if they want to work on a settlement, you know, work on some more settlement or what. I was thinking that might be less.
Well, yeah, there's some merit to that. I think the better option there would be to say it, to make a decision that neither party thinks is a final decision, but says if you cannot live with this, then we go to a hearing in order to fix these other problems, mm-hmm. the notice, the record, go to a hearing on one issue.
Well, that's kind of somewhere in between.
Right.
Tell them what the commission is thinking and then have them tell us whether they want to
come back with a solution.
Or whatever.
Isn't this fairly easy to do on a prospective basis if you're phasing something out? Because we have accounts like that all the time that, you know, they mm-hmm. increase over time. Costs are amortized, expenditures are amortized or whatever. But where you might have to deal with it is in the interim refund issue. And that we could just... That's like a one-time deal. You either can include it as part of that or not.
What I'm hearing is the interim refund. The interim mm-hmm. rate, the rate yeah. yesterday was legitimately including economic development
right.
money. So there is nothing to there might be a refund, but not related to that issue, I don't think. I mean, I think your rates on starting day, if you phased it out, would be, as I'm hearing you, including that money. And then if you were thinking lengthy, and I was hearing like a year or two or three, you know, if your rates changed again in a year, that's not too cumbersome. If you know what that's going to be in 1 year. If they come in for a rate case between now and then, well, it's all open again. Then it's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility where the rates they've collected for the interim are giving them enough revenue to equal that amount to what we say is appropriate for economic development and the new rate is just set? You don't refund that money. They just keep that block.
I think that might be a true statement, but I think it's a little messier because you really do want to refund. The interim rates should reflect the accurate new rate.
Where they are.
Well, the better part is what is the true impact of if we just said no? You know, we're...
Just go to hearing.
As far as what they might just accept it and go along, because that is the part that I don't really know enough about the inner workings of their business to figure out if they've already made commitments to somebody in town X for February that they're expecting this much economic development money and they may have invested something. That's the part that I know.
In my sense of it would be that that'd be a bit of a problem. I don't know, but I don't know. Pat, I don't know if you've talked to the negotiators, but I think that would be a bit problematic.
Well, I don't know that I could share...
Yeah. What can he do?
I think if they wanted to give you an answer up to this point, they would have.
Okay.
And they didn't.
Yeah. I guess that's...
So maybe if we want to ask the question more pointedly, then we do that. But...
They file something.
Right. If we're not going that route, I would say you need to include, if you're going to, you say the commission wants to disallow this on policy grounds, you need to include that option for that hearing, because there are these few little procedural issues, both on the public side and the company side, that we need to, you know, make the record clean on.
Yeah. You know, the implication of having a bunch of people come in here to, or come to a public information meeting to tell us how great the economic development program is a little bit irrelevant, I thought. Did you read that?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly correct. I don't think it's the role of us to be an economic developer.
I'm just thinking about the possibilities of an opening up.
To the degree it is, it's to keep rates low. Right. I mean, that's the greatest thing we can do for economic development in the state. Right?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Maybe I'm simple.
I don't know. I just got done listening to this egghead talk about how a carbon tax is so much better than cap and trade, and I was having a hard time finding the good in any of it. I'm for lower costs of things. Anyway. Okay.
Look, I mean, everything's relative.
Have we really fleshed out how difficult it would be to just to phase it out over, let's say, 2 years? I think any more than that gets along in my mind. I mean, maybe that's what we first started with, and let's circle back around and see if that is reasonable. And then what is the amount that we would agree on? Is it 500? Is it 450? Is it 391?
Right, and then do we have any kind of record to back up 1, 2, or 3 year decision? I don't know if we can do that.
No,
I mean,
no, we don't have any record on it.
We don't have any record on it.
On any of it, really.
So, yeah, the number of years or for a transition period. And
do we have to have one, though, being that it's purely policy? I suspect there wasn't much of a record. There wasn't much of a record in setting this up.
I don't know without, you know, we would 80s. Have to hear it. When you'd hear it, you'd know that it was evidence.
You'd say, oh, we didn't have that.
Company, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, that could be a problem, you know, or whatever. But we would hear that from the company most likely.
I think 1 year would be plenty of time.
1 year, did you say?
Anything? I don't know. Okay, Kevin, I'd defer to you. You know more about how these packages come together than I do.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's very possible that they have, and again, I don't know, I have no idea, but they could very well have a 3 year sort of commitment in projects themselves where, you know, a declining contribution to a project as it matures, and, you know, I don't know. We'd have to see their whole portfolio to know that, I think. I don't know if their tendency is to give one-time grants or if it is equity investments, or if it's, and I should, but it has been some time since we've heard from them on this fund. But I wouldn't be surprised at all that they'd have a 3 year pledge type of thing out there. But that's not to say we couldn't collect it and phase it out. And
on the paperwork they submitted October 27th, it kind of lays it out by year, and it says a project with the dollar amount. Pat and I talked a little bit about cross-reference back, but it does appear that just kind of one time,
yeah. They probably are.
In 2005, there's a list of projects and some money that went towards it. 2006, there's a list of projects and some money that goes towards it. So, you know, a 1 year would be feasible if it's just a 1 year hit.
It does look like that's out.
Are there any repeats?
That's what I was looking for.
None jumped out at me. That doesn't mean I missed. Then in the description, that's where, you know, I don't want to get into that business of trying to.
Well, one other thought here. I think that the letter from Gerhardsen came in as a result of the listening to the work session and talking on the phone. Is that correct, Pat?
Yes.
And I think that in this case, if you wanted to ask them these new questions, like, if it's no, are you backing off of the settlement or not? And two, if it's phased out, what would work? Not should it be phased out, but assuming it is, what would work? And it goes in a letter with try to have carefully worded questions that they have to respond to. That would be an approach, too. I'm sure the phone's going to be ringing as soon as we get in there, but I still think it's better to try to carefully word the question and send it out if you want to go that route.
I think that's the fair route to go, actually, or route, as they say in Pennsylvania. I think.
Does that work for you, Pat?
Sure.
Yeah. Rather than issuing an order and then letting them respond to that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of a specific.
It's a specific decision on the issue. Right.
At least
as Brian says, there seems to be
interim
consensus.
Decision from a work session.
Yeah.
Can I ask this on the the information request that's attached, where it talks about economic development for these various years, grants, labor, loan write-offs, miscellaneous. Is that Otter Tail's labor costs that they?
I'm guessing it
I'm
is.
I'm thinking yes from remembering PI meetings.
Like in 2008, in 2008, out of $382,000 expended, $216,000 went to just their own operating costs of the program. it says $216,000 to labor.
And we can ask that specifically as well.
Right.
Because miscellaneous is another question.
If we've got a program where more than 50% of the, or close to 50% in any given year, is just going to.
Well, the only thing I would say about that is it's very possible that the labor includes a lot of economic development sort of counseling or advising in these rural communities or small communities that don't have a lot of that expertise readily available, and that, you know, again, I'm rationalizing this probably, but...
If you look at the back sheets, a lot of them say technical assistance provided, Right. So that probably is a fair
topic. I recall that from when they did give summaries, too.
Yeah, but
just what you're saying, but I don't know...
But there again, I mean, those are all services that are duplicated in state government, in federal government, through the SBA.
County government.
Through county.
Regional council.
Right.
There's a whole bureaucracy.
So, I mean, you've got all kinds of help in those instances, which would lead me back to the original point, which is, I mean, if you're going to actually make a difference, then through some actually formal tariff that cost benefits these things would be a better route than through spending. You know, duplicating the efforts of what's going on with other economic development agencies and then putting a small portion into matching grants of $500.
And I, you know, it's been a while since we've had this discussion with anybody, but I even suspect that from an IOU standpoint, having that flexibility provides a little bit of comfort in terms of their, you know, in their competitiveness in territory disputes, not territory disputes, but in lobbying for or pitching to large energy users to choose their industrial park versus the outside of town's industrial park, for example. Because that is one of the arguments that's often used in the TIA disputes, or at least in their policy discussions. I don't know about the disputes, but in the policy discussions. They have the flexibility to adjust rates to attract a new energy users.
You know, in their projects for 2009, it looks like, in the descriptions of them, none of them say which will lead to lower electricity rates. So that was a justification that we talked about mm-hmm. at the beginning. So I'm very comfortable with where, that, where we're headed on this. It's just trying to make it work.
Yeah, we can, it's not fair to punish him.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Everything else is good, in my opinion.
I agree. So a carefully worded letter with the very specific questions. How will you handle this phase out? Is 1 year enough, or do you need two? Tony, does that sound right? Brian?
And if it's disallowed.
Are we going to, yeah, what do, yeah. Does that kick out the whole settlement?
And you need, I'll get a, sorry.
I mean, we need the party, the three parties to
right,
answer
to
that
agree,
question.
Yeah.
Question two.
Yeah, okay.
Any number of spas. Don't there's any number of spas and fitness centers. That have been.
I was going to say, don't dissect them, each one, or you'll drive yourself crazy. Your sensibilities will be challenged.
I mean, because that's what will happen is if they come back and say, no, we think it should be there, then we will have to, then we'll get into each one of these cases and say, okay, how exactly does this money?
How do you justify,
play?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't think that's probably appropriate for this discussion.
No.
But that will be where this will go if it comes back. You know?
Okay. Is it clear enough?
Should we put something on the work schedule for next week or the week after? Right?
I think what you should do is the two of you work on a letter, and then can we circulate the letter? Is that allowable? And then go from there?
Okay.
And you have a good idea what's what will be in the letter. I don't think it'll be complicated. But what about the issue of the solution being an economic development rate that's allowable? Is that something that's getting a little more complicated.
That's actually less complicated, I think. Okay. I mean, this is different money. This is grant money. This is not rates.
No, I mean, just in terms of...
Couldn't we just instruct them to have a filing that would explore that? I mean, it's been a while since we've done it. I think it was Excel that has that particular type
well,
of thing.
All,
but I, do
well,
they all
Andy,
have them right
you
now?
Had one at one point for somebody up there in Williston. I don't know if they still do. Excel had
Does Ottertail have a rate like this in addition to?
I don't think so. And it's apples and oranges for this issue.
Right.
I mean, it's
you
a
could direct
it's an
them
idea.
To do it later.
Yeah. My point is that there's not going to be one of those in this case.
No.
That's my point.
No.
Without opening the whole thing up.
That just clicked more to me when you said it with the town specifically. That makes better sense. If there's a rate for a certain community where those funds go right to that community, that might be something.
Well, the rate applies to everybody similarly situated, but you don't have like a Pearl Gold bread factory anywhere but Fargo or whichever, whatever the different things were.
Right.
But if there was somebody situated in the same circumstances and usage and load would have the same rate.
Yeah, we can't discriminate against one community against another or in favor of another. Okay.
Right. But then you're... But in those cases, we're always analyzing to make sure other ratepayers aren't subsidizing.
Right.
Precisely.
Exactly.
That project.
All right.
Okay.
Anything
thanks.
Else? Now we'll close the work session.
Okay. Thanks.
Let me turn this thing off over here.